Most of the U.S. Midwest will likely encounter less precipitation this week, even though we do have opportunities for some showers to come and go. One of the primary reasons why we won't see as much precipitation is that there's a stationary frontal boundary that is going to be deep into the southern states, and as long as it remains down there, it will act as a block as far as allowing tropical moisture to work its way northward across the region. In addition to that, there's a tropical wave that will be forming in the Caribbean Sea as we go forward through the next couple of days, and it will be a fast-moving event that will race through the entire Caribbean Sea from southeast to northwest and will eventually reach the Gulf of Mexico as we get into the middle part of this week. As the system starts to approach the U.S., it will further inhibit the amount of moisture that can flow northward into the middle of the country. There's going to be two factors involved here. Number one is the stationary frontal system along the Gulf Coast. Number two is the approaching tropical wave. And number three, actually, will be a high-pressure system that will be settled over the heart of the Midwest during these few days. As we move on into the Thursday-Friday period, this time we'll likely see that tropical wave merge in with the frontal boundary over the southern United States. As the two systems begin to merge, rainfall will be enhanced, and we'll likely see a lot of thunderstorm activity throughout the southeastern corner of the country. This will stay out of the Midwest unless something significantly different changes in the atmosphere to allow for this tropical system to move further into the heart of the Midwest, which at this point in time seems a bit unlikely. The storm system and the frontal boundary will likely continue to work their way through the southeastern states on Saturday and Sunday, eventually pushing through a part of the New England states and on out to sea shortly thereafter. And it's not until sometime next week that we'll likely have an improved opportunity for rain and thunderstorms to occur across the Midwest, when the Gulf of Mexico again opens up as a moisture source, and storm systems from upstream or in the western United States will have a chance to move from west to east across the nation and bring us another chance for rain. So this will likely occur during the middle to latter part of next week that we'll likely see showers and thunderstorms occur again across the region. Now, I certainly don't want to imply there will be no precipitation at all across the region. We have a weak frontal boundary that will produce a handful of showers across the region today. Moisture totals will run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch, with some localized amounts to a half inch. Most of this precipitation will occur from Missouri into portions of Michigan and Ohio. As we move on out into the day tomorrow, that surface high pressure system will settle into the heart of the Midwest, and we won't see much opportunity for rain again in the region until perhaps sometime on Thursday or Friday, when a weak low pressure center over South Dakota and parts of Nebraska will generate a few showers in the western fringes of the Corn Belt. But we don't even expect that system to hold together very well, because the high pressure system over the heart of the Midwest will be nearly stationary until the tropical event passes off to the east. So our next opportunity for rain will probably hold off until sometime early next week. Our temperatures are going to be cooler biased for the next few days. We'll likely see highs occurring mostly in the 70s and lower 80s across a big part of the Midwest. As we move on out into the latter half of this week and into the weekend, that high pressure system will help to build temperatures up in the western portions of the Midwest and Corn Belt. We'll likely see temperatures on the west side of the Mississippi River getting back into the 80s and perhaps near 90 degrees over the course of the weekend. Some of that warmth will work its way into the eastern Midwest, but not until early to midweek next week. Our low temperatures these next few nights are expected to fall back mostly into the 50s and lower 60s. We'll have a few upper 40s, though, scattering across the Great Lakes region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.